You're listening to Titans of the Trades. I'm your host, Ryan England, author of Hire Better People Faster and creator of the CoreFit Hiring System, a proven process to help growing companies attract and retain only the best. I'm on a mission to revolutionize the perception of the trades and elevate it to new heights. After growing up in a blue-collar family, my passion for making the trades cool again runs deep. If you're a titan in the industry and want to be on my show, stick around until the end and I'll reveal how you can be my next guest. Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Ryan England. And for those of you that know my story, you know that I used to own a digital marketing agency. And I believe that when it comes to recruiting, recruiting is nothing more than marketing targeted towards a different group of people. Today's guest is an expert in marketing for the skilled trades. And some of his strategies, some of the ideas that he has are so simple, so easy that they're often dismissed as something that won't work. Super excited to jump into today's episode with Eric Thomas, the owner of Rival Digital. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. We actually, I know that this is going to sound weird by the time this comes out, but we actually have a snow day today, our first one of the year, and the first one my kids have ever had where we live. So it's a snow day today. Everybody's having a blast.
Yeah, you got to get out there and make some snow angels or have a snowball fight or something.
Well, it's a little too cold for snowballs right now. They're not packing very well. So I checked, the wind chill was zero. So yeah, it's a little chilly, but how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. It's not a snow day here. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Still chilly, but no snow day, but yeah, I'm doing well. Taking everything one day at a time and, just trying our best to make sure that we keep our contractors relevant and present online when their customers need them.
I love that. And you've got a big announcement here that we're going to talk about a little bit on this show today. But before we get to that, before we get to some of the fun, cool stuff that you've got going on over there at Rival, I'd love to ask this question. In the work that you do in working with home service contractors and helping them with their marketing, reputation, lead generation, the whole mix, what do you find is one of the biggest myths you run into? What's that thing that people believe about their industry or their market that you're like, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you?
Yeah, I think the biggest myth, just from an internal, team perspective, is that you can't showcase your team on the internet because your competitors will poach them and steal them from you. There's a lot of myths that we run into out there in regards to, like, and they might not even be myths. It might be conspiracies so much in regards to what we do with digital marketing in regards to, like, well, if I run PPC, it'll help my SEO. And if I have good SEO, it'll help my PPC. And if I, if I do this, then that. So we do see a lot of those, but the one thing that I've seen time and time again, since the day that we started Rival, is I can't highlight my team on my website or on my social medias because my competitors will steal them from me. And I find that every time I hear that, I try not to laugh because I want to, be considerate of their, of their feelings. But it's so wrong.
We've all heard this sentence before. We've all heard this phrase, and I share it a lot in the work that we do, but people don't leave jobs. Mm-hmm. They leave bosses. They leave managers. They leave people. We all believe this to be true. We all know it until it comes to our people leaving us.
Yeah. Then it's not my fault.
It's not me. They left for a dollar more an hour. They left for something else. And it's like, wait a minute. If we know this to be true and you put that information out on the web and they leave you, it's not because they got poached. It's because they were ready to leave anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just think, I just think personally being featured on your company's, social media, on their website, in their newsletter, highlighting good team members and their accomplishments, like what a good feeling that must make your team have. That technician that, won technician of the month or got the most 5-star reviews or you know, hit their personal, professional, financial goals. If those happen and then my company, I see them on social media featuring me for it, I would be like, wow, they really value me. And I would share it. And my family would be like, wow, they really value him. And that's worth more than a dollar an hour, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny. We had a construction management contractor. They have like 55 people on their team, and they wanted to showcase every single person. People were like, even the general labor? Yeah, even the general labor. Yeah. These guys were getting haircuts. They were getting new swag. They were so pumped that somebody was going to go out to the job site to take a picture of them to put on the website and share on social media. And leadership was just blown away. Yeah. Like, I had no idea something as simple as that would get them so excited.
Yeah. And like in my world where we're constantly, you know, creating content and helping, you know, contractors come up with, you know, strategies for their digital marketing, for their SEO, for their newsletters, for everything. It makes our lives a lot easier. And it makes everyone's lives easier when you showcase them. Cause just like that example, for instance, 55 team members, they all have a work anniversary. They all have a birthday. There's 12 months in a year for someone to get employee of the month. So just work anniversaries and birthdays alone, that's 110 pieces of content that you can make just from your team. You know, happy birthday, Tim. Happy work anniversary, Tim. Happy birthday, Rob. Happy work anniversary, Rob. That's 110 pieces of content right there of just happy birthday, happy work anniversary. And then also, you know, employee of the month type stuff, on the job type stuff. You know, look at Susie. She's out at this customer's home. That Susie's, happy and smiling, and the customer's happy and smiling.
I don't know how much work you do with Service Titan, but I know Service Titan has it so that when a good review comes in that mentions one of your techs, you can flag that. And it's really easy to share. And people are thinking, oh, that I don't need to do that. The tech doesn't need that. No, they don't need it. But damn, it puts a lot of investment into that emotional bank account for them sticking around when you're bragging about your team.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So and it's so easy. And especially like if you have, like even in Service Titan, a lot of people like to have, you know, a professional headshot of their team so that it can say, hey, Ryan's on his way over to your home. Here's a nice picture of him. You can take that headshot and create a template in Canva, and when Ryan gets a good 5-star review, it's a picture of Ryan smiling and a review that says Ryan's the best. And there's more content for you. And then you're going to go share that because you're like, look at how good I am at my job. So all these things really like, you know, from any of these examples, it's just like kind of like podcasting. It's networking multiplied. You know, you feel good, you share it. That's an organic share, you know, onto someone's timeline, and now you've posted the company's content in front of your 1,000 Facebook friends. And that's all free. Like, I mean, it's no boosting required, no ad spend required. And we've also found that when people do that, it helps them with recruitment because people want to, what they say, birds of the same feather.
You know, these technicians, they go around and they see a company doing that and they go, my boss doesn't appreciate me like that. I wonder how good it is to work there. Like, if he's really appreciating these people publicly, he must have to really step up and walk the walk. Love it, because the what you're talking about in the content world. So I don't know if you know this, because we didn't really talk about it, but I believe that when it comes to recruiting, it's not an HR activity. I actually believe that recruiting is a marketing activity. Mm-hmm. And we can use the stuff you're talking about right now to market our business to both help us find new techs, but more importantly, let our customers know what kind of quality, like caliber of people that we're going to be sending into their home. And they go, I want Rob helping me with this. Rob looks like a good stand-up guy. He's got great reviews.
Yeah.
I could, you know, we even have clients who are like, they'll call and they'll be like, yeah, I need a tech to come out. All right, we can have some out tomorrow. Is it Rob? No, it's not Rob. When's Rob available?
Yeah. It personifies your brand even. You know, instead of, you know, just a bunch of stock images on floating around on the internet, you have real pictures of real people doing work, and it adds, you know, personality and a little bit of a personal touch to everything you do. So it's amazing. And I totally agree that recruitment is I always say that recruitment is people marketing. Because it's, you know, where it's effectively what it is. I mean, you can go get on Indeed if you want and wait and, you know, get the people off the unemployment line. But I've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it probably more than I have now, where the contractors we have that, you know, that participate in these kinds of, you know, of tactics and ideas, they get the quality people coming to them rather than them having to go hunt and peck for, you know, for someone.
We had a restoration contractor that worked with us almost 2 years ago. A few months back, I got an email from him and they said, "Hey, I just want to let you know, we stuck with it. We did what you said. We got so many people that are lined up wanting to work here. Good, high quality people. We don't have positions for them right now. We got to go get more work. And we've got this whole pipeline of people we can pull from because they went out and they built a bench. They're like, we don't need Indeed anymore. We don't need the job boards anymore. We got our own people and they are ready to go as soon as we have the work for them."
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of, I guess we're tying it all, you know, tying it the bow here, kind of like we were talking about before the show. Cause you know, what we do is a lot of lead generation, getting the phone to ring. And like we were talking about, the phone can ring, but you got to have, you know, bodies that can go run these calls. And it's a beautiful day when whenever we hear a contractor call us and say, "Hey, I've got an opportunity to hire these three guys from, you know, that are coming to me," or, you know, "I just partnered with the trade school and I got this opportunity to hire these people." We need the calls. Like, that's the best problem for us to have. Cause it's like, okay, let's really take a look at the marketing and get the calls in, versus, you know, us doing our thing and it starting to work and get traction. And then them saying, "Well, I just lost an installer. I don't have anyone to run this, so we can't do this. So now we need to pause marketing."
So chicken or the egg, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like need both of them working all the time. So you've got a new project you've been working on. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to let you spoil it for our listeners. You got a project you've been working on. And one of the things that I like about you, Eric, just in a little bit that we've gotten to know each other, is you think very practically. Like, I talk to marketing experts all the time. And they're like, "Let me tell you about all this super technical, data-driven, you know, AI and all this coding that we can do." I'm like, no. Let's just be practical.
Yep.
What is it that we can really do to make ourselves stand out? And in both sides, I mean, you've got a background in understanding what these guys need on the recruiting front, which, of course, you know, is my passion and what we're driven to do at Core Matters. But you also do it on the lead gen side. So you're helping these guys out in both ways when they get this stuff right. So talk to me about this new project that you have and share a little bit of insight with our listeners.
Yeah. I'm super excited. So we've got a book, my first book ever, will be releasing soon. Hopefully towards the end of Q1, maybe early Q2. So I'm not, you know, I'm not sure what it'll look like by the time we, you know, this airs, but yeah. So, book's called The Best Idea Wins, and it's a practical guide for contractors or really any, you know, small, medium-sized business to just take a step back, take a deep breath and say, okay, here's how, you know, marketing can be done. And it's, you know, like you were saying, so many people like to overcomplicate it with data and AI and all this stuff. And that stuff's good. You know, let the specialists worry about that stuff. But the whole premise of the book, it's broken into two sections. And to me, the way I think this is the way that marketing is conducted is: step one, get people. Step two, get people to do something. That's really all it is. And a lot
two
of people
steps.
Like to, it's two steps. So the first half of the book is, you know, how to get people, whether that's customers, technicians, you know, whatever it might be. And then step two is get people to do something. And the thing is, in marketing, a lot of people like to rush the call to action. They like to rush the part where they get people to do something. Mm-hmm. So they're out here firing off offers and calls to action and, you know, discounts and stuff. And they're doing this to no success because they have not yet built up a pool of people that are actually interested or desire this offer or this, you know, this product or service. And so that's really, it's pretty, a pretty basic, simple book. Honestly, it'll be a pretty quick read. But it's all kind of broken into those two steps. Get people to do something.
I love it. And for those people that know me, I'm very much about simplifying things. Let's just make it as easy as possible. I think too often we overcomplicate things because we think that's the only way it's ever going to work, is if we make it really complicated. And what I've found, and you know, having the background in marketing, maybe you can speak to this for a minute, but sometimes the simplest, easiest things are the things that are going to get us the best results. I've seen that on the recruiting side. I mean, what are your thoughts on the customer side?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's totally true. And I think so many people, you know, they want to overthink, you know, well, we got to have this 10-step click funnel and we got to have, you know, this free guide, and then it's got to go to this step, and it's got to go to this step, and it's got to go to this step. And it really doesn't have to be that complicated. You know, I mean, it's good to get sophisticated with your marketing as your business progresses. But I think when you're, you know, when you're small and scrappy and you're starting up, it's just got to be about getting people, you know, building your newsletter, building your social media following, you know, building up that community, being active in, you know, local groups, and just getting people to either know who you are or to follow along for the journey. And then from there, you know, once you have people following along with your silly stuff on Facebook and your monthly or weekly newsletter, at that point, whenever you pull that lever with the offer, it's a no-brainer for them to take action.
Yeah. So the answer is not always spend more on ads and do more PPC and all of that. It's not always the answer. That's what I'm hearing there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I, you know, it's funny because we do digital marketing and we run PPC and do ads for people, and they're always like, should I put more into PPC? And I'm like, no, you need to get up and go knock on some doors and hand out door hangers and go set up a tent at the home and garden show. And you need to go get people. Like, you, that's the thing. A lot of people want to say they want to get people to do something. That's their first reaction, is let me just dump $5,000-$4,000 into PPC.
Yeah. But people that don't know you, don't like you, don't trust you. Let's give money to Google, who doesn't need your money, so that you can get those people.
Yeah, and they're trying, they're like, let's just put more money into the farthest bottom stage of the funnel. Like, they've already, like, they're ready to look for something, a solution. When you could, you know, at a much more cost effective manner, just start building up that the top of the funnel and building up that pool of people.
Yeah, we had I learned this from the painting industry. And the roofing industry, both of them do NINA rounds. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me how many home service contractors don't do NINA rounds, especially when you're doing an install. Because if you're doing an install, guess what? Those other 9 homeowners, they're all going to be ready for an install soon if they haven't already done it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that those, you know, I've heard so many different variations of that, you know, 9 rounds. I've heard of 5 rounds. I've heard of 6 packs. I've heard of... you know,
it's a different marketing company saying they've got something new, right?
Yeah. Our bulletproof tested theory, or whatever. But it's, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. You know, they, you know, maybe they're working at home and they see your truck in the driveway all day, and then your yard sign's out front, and then there's a door hanger. That's 3 touches right there, and you've,
yeah.
One crew of people made all those touch points. It's shocking how many people don't do that. And it's simple. I mean, you can get 1,000 door hangers printed off on VistaPrint or at Kinko's or FedEx Office. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Make just say, hey, we were in the neighborhood today. If you need anything, give us a holler. And
yeah, we had one, and I mean, this is back from my marketing days, but we had one company that they actually had a blank space on it. And so their crew lead would write the homeowner's first name. And it said something like, we were just at Susan's house today. And that was it. We were putting in a new AC unit for her because hers went out. It was kind of old. And this was all, it was all pre-printed. Like, I mean, you only install a new unit for certain reasons, right? Like, it's old, it's not worth repairing. That's it. And so they had everything in this. So the only thing the tech had to do was write Susan, just the homeowner's name. And they just went and hung it, you know, knocked on the door too. Now, this was pre-pandemic. Nobody answers their doors now after the pandemic, but they would just, they would just knock on the door. They would hand the door hanger, or they would leave it there. And it was amazing what that did to bring them new business. Every single time they were out on a new job.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's little things like that go a long way, and they, you know, they add up quick for sure.
And I think what I love about the idea behind your book, and of course I haven't read it, but what I love about it is it's the simple ideas. And sometimes the simple things, what I find is most people overlook them. Oh, it's too simple. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's so simple, why didn't everybody do it? Like, it's too easy. And nobody does this stuff anymore. I think it all has to be overly complicated.
Yeah. And that, so that, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like so many people overcomplicate marketing. You know, they really want to get, you know, super granular into automation and tracking and all this stuff. And, you know, that stuff's important, but I think at the end of the day, like, yeah, the simple ideas, the small ideas, you know, things like taking a picture of your technician, Tim, on his birthday and saying, "Happy birthday, Tim." No one wants to do that. You know, they want to run a split A/B, you know, Facebook ad test in two different headlines, targeting two different areas at different demographics and household incomes. And they want to have the special offer, and they're going to test the offer. One's 39, one's 49. Let's see which converts. You can do that, but take a picture of your technician and say, "Happy birthday, Tim." And I guarantee you it's going to get more likes, more shares, more comments than any of these other, you know, offers and split A/B tests and all this other crazy crap that you're going to come up with. And it'll go a long way with your team and with your customers.
Now, if you are going to do that, just a quick word of caution here, because I've seen them do this. Now, when it works and you get bombarded with calls and everybody's excited because Tim's thing got posted, when it's Rob's birthday, don't play the, "Oh, we're too busy, I forgot." You got to make sure you take Rob's picture too and put it out there, because if you don't, it's going to backfire on you. So make sure you get a system in place, someone on your team that will make sure it happens every single birthday. Otherwise, it can actually backfire on you a little bit if you start ignoring a few people or make it look selective, like you only do it for certain people and not the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, if we want to, what we've done internally is we started a company Google Calendar. And on that company calendar, it has everyone's work anniversary and birthday. And on their anniversary or their birthday, we have an automation set up in Zapier. This might be a little too complicated. I know a second ago I just said don't do automations, but on their birthdays, it sends a Slack message to the whole team, and it says it's person name birthday. And then that's a good reminder, you know, for us to be like, "Oh, we should go make a post real quick."
It's one thing to automate things that, because it does remove the personalization a little bit, but things that are going to happen every single year at the same time, I think people will forgive you for that a little bit. We've got a construction company client, a couple hundred employees. There's just no way someone was going to remember to do that. So every time someone new shows up, they just put them into the system and it automatically posts it and shares it with the whole team. And it's crazy. Those posts get more, I mean, they do it on an internal thread. Those posts get more likes and more comments than most of their posts. But it's just great to see that relationship being built amongst the team. And when you get that, here's the thing that I've learned. I don't know. Do you guys talk a lot about customer experience?
We do, you know, just making sure, cause we, those 5-star reviews are, you know, it's the bread and butter of helping us with the SEO side of things. So we always like to remind, you know, our clients to make sure that you're doing, you know, providing that wow experience for them.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I see so many companies focus on that customer experience. They put so much energy and effort into it, and they forget that the people that deliver that customer experience are their employees. And it's amazing what can happen if you just put a little bit of effort into your employee experience to get them to deliver that wow experience that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if the team feels appreciated, it will definitely, you know, translate to how they treat your customers.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Eric, this has been a great conversation. I have so many other questions and so many other things I think we can talk about. But what I'd love to do is I'd love to have you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you? How can they learn about this new book? How can they order a copy? Because I know a lot of people are sitting there thinking, you know what? Business was easy for a couple of years after the pandemic when everybody was staying home. Business is getting a little harder now. The leads aren't just coming pouring in. So what are some good ideas, some good tactics, some good strategies to really help them stand out? And I know this book can help them do that. So how do people learn more about you, what you're doing over there at Rival, and how they get a copy of this book?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's like the best common ground for all of that is just to visit our website, rivaldigital.com. The landing page for, you know, the pre-registration for the book isn't up yet, but it will be soon. I think by the time this, you know, this airs, it'll be up. So if you head over to our website, you'll be able to, you know, either order or register for a copy there. And that's where you can, you know, find out more about our, you know, website design, SEO, online advertising services as well.
Awesome. Eric, thank you so much for being on the show today. I've really enjoyed the conversation. I did not expect it to go this way, which is sometimes those are the best ones. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for your insight, and thank you for all you're doing for the industry. It's really appreciated.
Yeah. Likewise. Yeah. You know, thank you. I think these podcasts are super helpful for contractors and technicians alike, just to stay abreast with all the changes and forward thinking minds in the industry. So yeah, thanks for having me on. This has been a blast.
Thank you. Ryan England here. Thank you so much for listening to Titans of the Trades. If you're a titan in the construction, manufacturing, or skilled trades industry and would like to be a guest on my show, please visit podcast.corematers.com. If you found value in this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot on your phone and share it with a friend or post it on social. And if you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Titans of the Trades. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, click the subscribe button. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and get me one step closer to solving the labor crisis facing the industry. Want to know more about how we're doing that? Go to our website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening.